produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This is Minister Brenda Litsolenyane Inspirational Talk on United Kingdom Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Paget.
Good day, Saints. Hope you are well. Kisontaka. You know that I share the weight Monday to Friday, but I tried to ignore these prompting words from the Lord. The Lord is saying, yes, I acknowledge that my children are indoors, my children are streaming, you know, and from all directions. But what is a challenge today is that people can do everything in their power to lend the weight, you know, to be strengthened. But I'm also looking for warriors. I'm looking for real intercessors. I'm looking for people that will rise up from their slumber. I'm looking for people whom I can use. After this 21 days, the question that God is asking Corey, what would you have become, you know, after the 21 days? Will you be the breed that he can use? Will you be the breed that can only be spectators of when what others are doing? So I'm challenging you guys. You can be home, you can streamline, you can read the word, but make sure that you rise up in prayer, rise up in intercession. Make sure that you connect with 2-3 people. Please help me. You know, let me get prayer points. Let me get this, you know, just challenge me. Let's pray at the same time, because that's the season. You'll be in dire need of God's power, and you'll realize gore o ka se khone go lwantsha anything after the 21st. It'll be o gripula le that and that and that. So whilst there is time, please, uska entertainer gore ke dutse ne ke shebeletse mang le mang le mang. A se nako eo ya gore o shebeletse mang le mang. But the problem is, when is God going to use you to be an asset, you know, in his kingdom? You need to be a catalyst for change after these 21 days. And people might think, 21 days. Let me tell you, in the spiritual realm, God is doing a new thing. But God is saying, my kingdom suffered violence. The violence shall take it by force. So if you are not into a Oskatloba casually kayona Janong, Ufile 21 days to counterattack every force of darkness. Ufile 21 days to strengthen yourself, you know, to dismantle the altars of Baal. This is your season. So when I was sent on Oemi, Oemi is a fellow, you are Kerke Kabarite, Rahutel, how now Kerke Kabarite, Kerke Kuena today. You need to fix yourself. Fivefold ministries must operate in you. The teaching spirit must operate, you know, the apostolic spirit must operate. You are an apostle in your house. So you need to pray for your house, pray for your relatives, pray for your church, pray for your community. And the prophetic ministry must also be evident, because God will speak. I'm telling you, God will speak. God will speak in your sleep. He will speak. He will speak. He will speak. Whether anything, God is ready. Didn't talk to the gift, it's a release to a catele emakatan, but habati boni. God is saying, I'm also calling you in the ministry of evangelism. When unahana hore, you are limited by the roof and all in koyona bona, you can still use your gadget to reach out to souls. You can still touch someone. Uba mlele hore ntate mudimo ore kiena morena kina koya utle koyena. There is a lot that we can do. Bahayetu, God is also calling us as pastors, you know, as pastors in our homes, pastors in our communities, in our workplaces. Badu uti batu ba enjoy le ba retla bona after the 6th of kind of again the 16th of April. But in the time di marabona wena utsonetse o bolore o prepare the place, you till the land so that abantu ba fihla meleko ka ofelene le mo o yetseng iqhalehe. But bana ba mudimo ke kopa le challenge to kale challenge. Last time God gave us a scripture, I think it was in the book of Isaiah, if I'm correct, 22, if I am correct. But mudimo la bua hore re relaxite mona go a jewa go shapiwa di wine go etsiwa eng, let's eat and tomorrow we die. Modimo are no nna ke a lebitsa ke re sorte ke eo sorte ke eo. So I'm not saying don't drink, I'm not saying don't drink wine, don't do whatever, but I'm saying don't, that is a metaphor that says don't be caught up in what, in celebration, don't be caught up in what, in a mode of a holiday, but make sure that you rise up, make sure that you pray. I'm saying this because it's only when you take it by force that everything yahao e khale e le crooked. We put a why family yaka go yesu hule so. Why go family yaka e go through torment? Why na life yaka ile so? Ke matla o arabelang dipotso tseo ha wena sa rise up o lwane. Ke mang a tla o arabelang tsone? You'll never find answers from TV. U duti fela hore ke today ke shebeletse TV ka di popcorn. There are no answers, you know. You'll get true answers. Ulaulu ena unga decision or I'm going to rise up, I'm going to pray. That is the kingdom of God. When it is restored, it suffered violence, but it shall the violence shall what, shall claim it by force. So I'm saying to you, Molin thing, asetatila rikile sherele, but ma into ena into tabuhloko. Ke a utlwa e atla strong but ma ba tsose setse re le go day 7, I think ke day 7 today, and ba tsentse ne ba tshwere ke boroko, but ba sentse ne ba relaxitse, ba zelwane ba relaxitse, ba kriste ba relaxitse. It doesn't matter o tswa ko ministry of faith, go denomination of faith, go faith of faith, so long o adhere to the scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, if batho ba bitsitswe ka lebitso laka bona, so long as you call yourself in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you say, my father, you know, has called me, my father loves me, has created me, mudimore if lona batho baka ba bitsitseng ka lebitso laka, you humble yourselves, le rapele, le batle sefatlhego saka, le turn from your wicked ways. Wicked ways a se ntho tse rona re di-mentionang re re batho ba etsang ba etsang, ke the sin of omission, not doing what God wants you to do. O busy, wa itaftisa. Modimo a re ke batla o fa a wedding season, ga ona nako. Modimo o re I will hear from heaven and na, you know, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. So modimo or ke tlaetsa jwang? So modimo tlaetsa jwang? Ha rona re sa ihambole re satle ko yena. Haire if people are called by my name and will humble themselves and watch TV and, you know, listen to audios and listen to worship. And pray. Praise to Jesus. Didn't you take off your head to get right? But you should pray. We should pray, we should pray, we should pray. Develop your own program. If you feel alright, what's I can get a rappella after every 5 hours? It's antosokangwa yet. Bible, he uses foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Buhlanya, kingdom unya mudimu kiyona wisdom. But uba dignify, uba serious, uba lali order, kiyona foolishness. Oriko verse 16. 15, or my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. For I have chosen this temple and set it apart, imagine, to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. If Mudim Are, you are dear to my heart, you are close to his heart, close to his heart. So our lifestyles are not even joyful. So what I'm saying, it's not an easy lifestyle to adapt. It's a new thing that God is asking us to do. Thing your craziness, your spirit intercedes. Whatever you do, you're cooking inside your belly. Bible, outside, in skin. Out of your what? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Metia aska yema. Hauna na kwa metia aema. Atlo ngha. Imagine 21 days metia onza yemi wena. Noe meti kereke. Noe meti activate iwa. So kena ako ya horo wena. Udumele meti aka mohara. I think. A pupume. Praise you, Jesus. Haiyo na kwa ya horo wena otla yema. Kihupula mrela cheso hana buwale. Le a Samaritan woman, are infirmity. Just give me a little water. And a Samaritan woman, unasa understand. Ooh, Jesus, unasa understand what Jesus is saying. But kihupula hape the prophet, is it Elisha? Ana kupa musadi, are musadi ole are kikupa. Just bake me a little bread. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus is calling you today. Give me a little water. The Elijah is saying, Prophet Elijah, give me a little bread. Jesus is saying, just give me your time. Just give me your time. I just need your time. I don't need your money. I don't need your denomination. I don't go with sponsorship or sponsor. What I'm calling you unto today is in this Ark of the Covenant. Again. After 21 days, and you will see your rainbow. Akibika the nation, Kiriwana, you will see your own rainbow. Itla feta, pula, yamatsaka dibi, ditla hohola, pula ifisha hohola, and tuzaka felats mp. Itla atla, in your life, the spiritual rain, itla tusa, everything isn't right. But where are you in your position? Are you still outside the ark, busy or prepared on a divine ing in? Are you still outside the ark, busy talking about other people? Sitting on your sofa, watching whatever you want to watch, hour and hour. Where is Jesus? When are you going to have a spiritual movie and see what has been tormenting your family and see people that are your enemies? Mudimu abasleina. Praise you, Jesus. When are you going to see those things? Lang understand because of course rimela barut. Murutua can rapeni sa murutua ganda. Unalimata. Bible is the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that is inside of you. So I'm challenging you, children of the Most High God. Kyalukupa. Are amen. Whatever mo platform e re more than 100. If this 100 can begin to invite their friends, ujoteba khotiba or hekiba to benefit from lens. What evangelize? And if you have a whatever came, who not benefit from, or born, who not a message about to room alone, or mamma and that or born. Kanakum, we don't have to be the one starting. But you can say, I'm going to invite my friends, like other people have done that. So imagine how many lives will you impact. Mudimu sheba pelo, a shebe hore, I wanna prenda dutimol or mela but over 100. Mudimu usheba pelo ya motu, ham message of fitakoena, u amohela joang. Huban hutotla nako, hello mudimu are shut up, prenda. You have done, you have run your race. I want you to do something different. Aka muva ki di lockdown, aka muva ki situation, ki kadile ki senda di message tse. Jara ele e fitile ntse ke romela through text that them di mare bona ha ba bale bua ka bua ka bua the whole of last year le tshwere ntse ke bua ha ke tsebe gore the other dimension or the other level emudimo ankenyang moyona le lona ke efe so ba gaitso a re tlwelo nya tsa nthotsa mudimo di a fela kwa fela uri wa sheba molomo wa motho sa buleya tshele ka basadi ba le ba 12 ba retsa na bale ha ba ba 10 ha ba re ba phapha ba thola hore ha o sana o mongana oli o mona le yona a retse nsho gore kana kwa e fihla e be re le ready modimo le hlono lo fatse amen. Good day saints, the Lord is good and hope you are also good. Bon. In the midst of all the challenges, the terrors that you are faced with as a country, as a world, Tate Modimo is still good. Mamela, Tate Modimo is still good. You know, if you have to read from the Bible and look at how God came through for his children, the ones who fear him, that's why I go Second Chronicles, or if people who are called by my name, no sponsorship of a church, no denomination, mon. There's no discrimination. If you consider yourself a child of God, Mudumare, then you come. So one of the challenges in Leona, are we coming? Because or if they can humble themselves, you know, humbling yourself, meaning that you find that space, you find that moment where you can give Jesus the little water. You can give the prophet a little bread. You say, Mudimu kin na o, you know, with my arms open wide, my heart is overflowing to you. Praise you, Jesus. Or yield your hearts, rend your hearts and not your garment. God is looking for such people to talk about what is happening, but not taking action in terms of what the heavens are communicating is as much as enabling the terror, enabling the evil that has been orchestrated. The only thing that we need to do as children of God is to rise up and stop talking about who did what and what didn't happen. Because when you look at Second Chronicles, you know, most of the chapters, God
allowed kings to reign. Both Joash, they were as young as 5 years when they started reigning, ruling. Praise you, Jesus. Bo Uzziah, they were 16. Bo Jotham, they were 25 years of age. Bo Ahaz, 20 years of age. You know, some of them did well before the Lord, the face of the Lord. And some of them, arrogance set in, pride set in, really born into them. Some of them, just like Ahaz, they made a partnership, you know, the kings of Israel. And what they did was not pleasing before the Lord. They also sacrificed in metals and whatever. And King Ahaz did that. He offered sacrifices and pagans and shrines on the hills, you know, and he forgot about the God who actually gave him that position. So Ahaz, he even offered sacrifices in both below every green tree. Imagine a naitang nature. Nasi nyamutu o. Ridibon in toto di etahal. And ridibon liko kereken di etahits. Di etahits jonko kereken. Where people embezzled the resources that we could have otherwise used to what? To strengthen our base, to strengthen our faith, to make sure that batuba richa kile nzula mudim. But what happened? Enabled ourselves. Rebatlo babutle, babatle, rebatlo driver di kolo, etze dintle rebatlo etza. Lang understand, guys, it's easy to fall into the trap. It's so easy. So that is why this time is not all about pointing fingers, but this time is all about restoring the temple of the Lord. Rabona Kapeko chapter 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Kilebele sa how Ahaz aile astata atena against Mudimu. Ere go verse 22. I'll be quick. Even during this time of trouble, you know, kimo jwan ba tsang wa attackiwa Ahaz wa attackiwa ke bona di king tsene na re wa di enabler and wetsang instead of a gutlele kontate modimo wetsang he decides to shut the temple. Imagine, he shut the doors of the lost temple so that no one could worship there, and he set up altars to pagan. Imagine ke ntotse ge di ntseng mo South Africa re ntseng ra kwalla ntate modimo ra re bona ntate modimo ntotsena tsa di assembly ntotsena tsa di intse le go di company ha o no bua ka modimo ine ba re king ke opola mo ne ke sebetsa teng. I'm not afraid to say that ke opola tsa sileleng ke bitsiwa gothe ke di thapelo tsa intse tsa halang ka mo. I was praying with few people. Langkutwa guys or kering. Rea patala. Kwa patala. You know, Ahasu ule ashwa, apatwa. Kadi tori tse utse sa khatli singo bane. Utsa maile asa etang. Asa sebele tsa mudimu. Ene mudimu a etang. Afa se chaba matla. Hore ngwana wa hai. Abitwa ang Hezekia a etang. Arule. He was only 25 years. But rutlo sheba hore wentse ang Hezekia. Because didinga ta din totseleng hore bana ba modimo ha ba di etsa hantle, but modimo o re ulafa Ezekiah matla a tseng a restore the temple. Ke tla le balla hore Ezekiah wila etsa. Praise you, Jesus. Ezekiah, beautiful news, he reopened the temple. Praise you, Jesus. And a tseng he assembled all the priests and Levites to meet up with him. Praise you, Jesus. And this is what he said to them: listen to me, you Levites, purify yourselves and purify the temple of the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Remove all the defiled things from the sanctuary. Our ancestors were unfaithful and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They abandoned the Lord and his dwelling place. They turned their backs on him. They also shut the doors to the temple's entry room and they snuffed out the lamps. Imagine, they stopped burning incense and presenting burnt offerings at the sanctuary of the God of Israel. Maybe re ka bua ka gore khule gaetsa le rona e cheke ngwana modimo re o kokae. Some of you go bala Bible ke pain. Ha mo thabela Bible gore le chapter o pala ko e bala o batla verse 1 and you celebrate that out of context. Do you understand what I'm saying? Ga re khutleleng kontate modimo ar khutleleng ko modimo o re ko bona King Hezekiah. This is why the Lord's anger has fallen upon Judah and Jerusalem. He has made them an object of dread, horror and ridicule, as you can see with your own eyes. Because of this, our fathers have been killed in battle. We ba le ka ofela Kintotse talang, redumeletin totse wrong, that's ala in a country, rar all is well, all is well. I get it one, even in parliament, banaba mudimu, no konali oppression engata, and okashe barona nerelekai. Kibatlobutaput, rona, banaba mudimu, nereliko kai, did you ever pray for our country? Did you ever pray for our parliament? Ntweneri yet a nere charger, recharger, charger. Liba lenka hara parliament, araba tibi, banimba rubates, but suriki rock. So we need to talk about these things. Rekaskera bala Second Chronicles out of context. Because if resatli, rai hambola, rabatlas fatla samudim, how will God deliver us? But the truth must come out. The truth ki repentance. Whether hoba right, hobi right. Na, I don't want to be one of the people who spoke nice things when terror had set in, when God was saying repentance must happen. Blella batswal leba hao, metswal leya hao, blella your family, blella bali look like rekia or bon, retlamile ra chencha. Or because of this, our fathers have been killed in battle, and our sons and daughters and wives have been captured. Utlaibala ki chapter 29. But now I will make a covenant. Utlafela King Hezekiah oring. I will make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger will turn away from us. My sons, do not neglect your duties any longer. Batung, do not neglect your duties any longer. The Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence, to minister to him, and to lead the people in worship and present offerings to him. No, man. I celebrate King Hezekiah. I celebrate you. Unole monna wa courage. Azanga watla wa muva ki ntotse etsa hetseng. Azanga wa muva ki position a rwena o khosi. Ba bangata batho ba muvile mo di position tsa bona. Ka baka la hore you are a leader at work. Ka baka la hore o na le position e itseng. Ka baka la hore o manko ko kerekeng. O tlohetse ntho leng yona. O tlohetse msebetse modimo. I will be led to one. Or the Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence to minister. Hallelujah. And utla baitsa the Levites ababititeng. Bible Eric verse 12. Then these Levites got right to work. Hallelujah. They got right to work. Everybody, I sang a sacrifice. I sang totem dimaring ad king are abadiate. King of verse 29, if I'm correct. Or then the king and everyone with him bowed down in worship. Praise you, Jesus. King Hezekiah and the officials ordered the Levites to praise the Lord with the psalms written by David and by Asaph the seer. Praise you, Jesus. So everybody started what? They built, they brought in sacrifices, and they began to what? To worship the Lord. Praise you, Jesus, with praise and worship. So Nakali Challenger today. Because King Willard Kobatung, they should what? Consecrate themselves. I'll read it. Or now that you have consecrated yourself to the Lord, bring your sacrifices and thanksgiving offerings to the temple of the Lord. So the people did exactly what the king said. And this is what I like. At the end, this is the last verse of chapter 29. So the temple of the Lord was restored to service. Ooh, and Hezekiah and all the people rejoice because of what God has done for the people, for everything had been accomplished so quickly. Bona, the Lord can restore our country. Lankutla guys. What is God saying today? But God can restore this country. So God is calling unto us. This is what the Lord is saying. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I close, listen to the song. God is calling unto us. Praise you, Jesus. Just come as you are. Modimo, restore your family, your business. Restore your church, your community, your country. He will do it. Utloka wena. Modimo hlonolofatse. Stay blessed. Rise up, intercessors. Rise up. Amen.
This was Inspirational Talk by Minister Brenda Letsholenyane, produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Hi. You're listening to SKM Radio Network USA World. My name is Chikotu, and this program is Ambassador Chi the PK, produced by Nkosazana Paget. And welcome to this broadcast today. My word of, or my starting of scripture today is from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 9 to 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. I'll make of thee a great nation. Obviously, we know what happened. Moses stood there in the gap, convinced the Lord, or reasoned with God, not to wipe out the nation of Israel, because he had compassion for them. Although the Lord had really had enough with the ways of the Israelites. But then, when we continue further, the same Israelites that Moses advocated for ended up costing him the promised land. What am I saying? What Moses was supposed to do was, he was just supposed to obey God. He was supposed to let God do what he should do. You are supposed to not look back. Moses was just supposed to let the Lord be, let the Lord do his will. And there, I know, or I guess, he would not have been promised, or he would not have been costed the promised land. Moses was supposed to not look back, because in looking back, that's what cost him the promised land. Let's read. let's read another scripture from the Word of God, which is from the book of Genesis, chapter 19. Verse 26. This is when Lot and his family were been rescued from the land that was condemned of Sodom and Gomorrah. This is Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Let us read this again. But his wife, which is Lot's wife, looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
had she had not looked back, she would have not died in vain. She would have survived with her family. She would have been saved. But, hey, she looked back the same way Moses looked back, advocated for the Israelites instead of allowing the Lord to do his will and just focus on what's ahead or what God has planned for you. Instead of looking back. Looking back costs a lot. It could be with a friendship that has ended. I myself have personal experiences of such things. I've come to note that we sometimes get controlled by emotions or memories. Instead of just accepting that some things are ought to be the way they are and we're not supposed to look back. It is when we look back where we really sabotage our own destinies. We sabotage God's plan in our lives. Look at Moses in the book of Exodus. He spoke in behalf of, he advocated for the nation of Israel. But the same nation caused him his promised land. The same nation that he spoke for to the Lord or advocated for to the Lord caused him his promised land. Look at Lot's wife, who was turned into a pillar of salt just by looking back. My brothers and sisters, no matter how precious things were or how much they have costed us or what kind of memories we may have concerning things that have passed, may I advise you, especially if it's in the Lord's will not to look back, let us not look back. There are some things, yes, we have invested a lot into emotionally, financially, or time-wise. But the thing is, we should not look back. Let the past be the past. We cannot occupy the past. We cannot be occupied by the past in our present. There's bound to be trouble when that takes place. You are going to be stagnant. And in being stagnant, you are going to cost yourself the promises of God in your life. Yes, it's true. I've come to note with my personal experiences too, those friendships that have ended. Ones I held dear to myself. When I tried to rekindle the friendship, it was worse than it was in the beginning. Because its time had expired. I had to not look back. I had to focus on what's ahead and not preoccupy myself with what has already passed. Imagine if Moses had allowed the Lord to do his will instead of looking back on how the Lord saved the nation of Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. Wouldn't he have had the promises of God fulfilled in his life? But the reason why the promises were not fulfilled is not because God is not faithful and just, but it is because he looked back. Moses looked back, just like Lot's wife. She looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. I love what my old man says, or what he said to me once when I ended a certain relationship with someone. This was around last year. He said to me, if you think you've been costed a lot, believe me when I tell you, there was more to lose than you thought that you already lost in it. No matter how much the cost is, or the loss that you have suffered, there are still more to lose. There is still more to lose when you look back. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you, may we please not look back. May we please not look back. Let's also go to another scripture, which is Genesis chapter 12. Verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Let me end it on verse 2. When the Lord tells you to leave certain things, he wants to bless you. He doesn't do it out of punishment, but it is for your best interest. He knows what he has for you. But the problem is, when you try to look back, when you try to hold on to the past, you really sabotage yourself, not really God's plans, but you sabotage yourself from witnessing God's greatness. You cannot be born again and still desire to live according to the flesh. You need to die to self. Again, don't look back, because when you look back, you will be costed a lot. It is not worth your while to look back. Imagine that Abraham had not obeyed what the Lord has said unto him. Would he be blessed? We hear of many, 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 many descriptions of Abraham. You know, we even have songs of Abraham's blessings are mine. He's a father of nations, you know. Would he be a father of nations had he had not obeyed God, had yet looked back instead of leaving what the Lord had told him to leave and not look back? Would he be a father of many nations? Would he be as blessed as he was had he had not obeyed God? The answer to that is simple, is simply no. Imagine if Moses had allowed the Lord to do his will. Where would Moses be? Would he had not had his promise from God? But it is the problem of looking back that caused him the promise that God had for him. And which is sad. How many things have you costed yourself by looking back? How many things, my brothers and sisters, have you costed yourself by looking back? Some have even lost their lives, like Lot's wife, turning into a pillar of salt because of looking back. There's even in the New Testament where Lord Jesus instructed Peter to be a fisher of men, not to go back into what they were doing, being fishers of fish, but being fishers of men. But he did that after a whole lot of errors that Peter committed, after denying the Lord Jesus. And he did what the master commanded him not to do. But to his credit, though, he at least he died an honorable death for Christ. Although the key thing was, he was not supposed to go back. He was not supposed to look back on what he used to do. But then let's go back to Moses. What about Moses? I don't think Moses was supposed to die in the way he died. His death, to me, it looks like it was in vain, you know. Being healthy. You remember what the Bible describes? He was healthy. His eyesight was very well. There's no physical defect on him. There's nothing that he lacked physically, an old man that he was, but the only thing he lacked, or one of the things he lacked, was the promise, the promised land. Brothers and sisters, believe me, it's not worth it. My old man tells me all the time that emotions are very unstable. You cannot base your decisions on emotions. Imagine if we based our decisions on emotions. How would this world be? Emotions being so unstable. Emotions change like weather. Moses had compassion, I'll give him that. Although not using wisdom, it cost him the promised land. Lot's wife looked back, and look, it cost her life. Abraham left his country, left his father's house, and look, the Lord indeed was with him, and he is now known as the father of many nations. The Bible describes him as a blessed man because he did not look back. He did not look back. Let us learn to trust God. Let us stop trying to figure God out and trying to be God. There is a reason why God instructs us and we need to trust him and have faith in God. And part of that is having faith. Yes, it is in having faith and not looking back. Do not look back. No matter how precious it looks, don't look back. Especially if you have been instructed by God. Do not look back. It's not worth your while. I'm talking from personal experience. There are things I hold dear to me, but they are no more because I was instructed by the Lord not to look back. I do not want to be cost my promises in God. Nothing is precious on this earth that I would really be willing to sacrifice God's promises concerning or regarding my life. Brothers and sisters, let us not look back. There are many stories of those who did not follow or the will of the Father, whose lives did not really turn out the way they were supposed to, who fell short of the glory of God. I know for certain I do not want to be amongst the people on that list. among the list of those people who have been costed their promises in God. No matter how precious you may think it is, don't look back, brothers and sisters. It is not worth your while. Let us trust in God. I love the word of the word of Scripture that says, "Each day has troubles of its own." Stop worrying about what you're gonna wear tomorrow, what you're gonna eat. Have you ever considered who feeds the birds of the sky? Have you ever witnessed birds stressing? No, because God takes care of them. What more, people who are made in the image and in the likeness of God? Don't look back. Do not look back. If there's one thing I know, whenever I disobeyed God and was taken by emotion, and I was taken by emotions, I regretted taking the decision of looking back. Maybe my situation is not like Lot's wife, and neither like Moses, but I regretted looking back. That now, when God tells me not to look back, I have confidence in God, which is faith, that no, He will take care of me. He always does and always will. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. More especially when I know that I am in His will and I'm doing the will of the Father. More especially if I'm doing the will of the Father. Look at the Lord Jesus. He was a carpenter for most of his adult life. When he started doing, well, he's in the will of the Father, preaching the gospel, healing the sick, and doing what he came here to do, which was becoming the ultimate sacrifice, the sinless Lamb of God, being crucified for our sins. Had he looked back, this world would have been in jeopardy. You remember how the wrath of God in the Old Testament used to burn against men? Even the blood of animals could not wash away our sins. We needed the blood of His Son, His one and only begotten Son, to wash away our sins. Imagine if Lord Jesus had not said, "Father, let it be your will, not mine. Let it be your will, not mine." Imagine had He had not done that, where would this world be? We would not have had salvation, neither the Holy Spirit, neither has sins been washed away. We wouldn't have. Imagine if Lord Jesus had not been selfless. He that knew no sin. Imagine if He had looked back into carpenting. That carpenting was less threatening. Carpenting was less emotionally draining than knowing that He was going to be crucified. You remember the word of Scripture says, "Lord Jesus asked, may this cup pass. But Father, let it be your will and not mine." Imagine if Lord Jesus had looked back, where would we be? Brothers and sisters, not looking back is not only about us, but it's about also our neighbors. It's also for those who are parents, for children. Let us not look back. It doesn't just cost us. It costs also those who depend on us when we look back. If there's one thing I would like all of us to remember, my brothers and sisters, is may we not look back. Let us allow the Lord to be. Let His will be done. and let us not look back. Well, yeah, that's all we had time for today. Let's meet next week, same time, same place. Your radio station, SKM Radio Network, USA World. This program was produced by Nkosazana Paget. My name is Chico Du. Till you meet next week. Bye. Take care.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.